We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day on this April 2nd. Sun is shining here in the state of Wisconsin and the upper Midwest. Finally, we get a chance to see what that big yellow ball in the sky is all about. Hopefully, things begin to warm up. I know if you're sitting at home, at least maybe you can get outside, do a little yard work during our self-quarantine period, just trying to stay healthy. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. I'm Bill Michaels. Radio Joe Zanzola back in our studios. Evan Heffelfinger there as well. And it's a pleasure to bring this man on the program, Ernie Johnson, four-time Emmy Award-winning host of TNT's Inside the NBA. And you can follow him on Twitter, at TurnerSportsEJ. Ernie, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, we're hanging in there, and I hope you are too, man. Thanks for having me on.
It is a very can you, in your broadcast career, can you ever remember a time like this in which we've just basically been at a standstill?
Never mind a broadcast career. It's my life. I'm 63 years old. And I mean, look, none of us have ever seen this. I was talking to my mom the other day. She's 91. And I said, Lola, just when you think you've seen it all, here's something new for us to all deal with. So, the impact on sports and on broadcasting and televised sports is one thing, but it's just, this is so much larger than that. This is just something that, you know, it's something that you saw in movies and you said, well, that'll never happen here. And now we're dealing with this and seeing these staggering numbers, and my heart just goes out for everybody who's dealing with this.
So let me ask you this, because you have the Ernie Johnson, you know, journalism school and the broadcast school, and I wanted to ask you this because when you get into this business, 99% of us that go through the collegiate side of things and you get into this business, you're going through journalism. You go in through gathering facts, how to get it, how to get a story, how to confirm separate, you know, sources and such. When you, with what you're teaching now, you know, I guess how, you know, what are you telling, what would you be telling young journalism students now how to handle this and how to look at this? Because on one hand, it's terrible, but on the other hand, this is, opens up a whole different realm of opportunity with social media, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, and let me get to the, I'll get to the crux of the thing behind the EJ's Journalism School, which is something that we're doing online with Twitter Live. And when everything hit, Bill, it was like, you know, everything kind of came to a screeching halt, and you were saying, okay, what am I going to do? And I thought about, you know, I may just get on Twitter here and talk to people who are following me, you know, and just say, hey, let's talk about stuff. And I talked to our social media team, and they said, you know, you could do a Twitter Live, and I didn't know you could do that. But I did, and then I said, well, you know what, I want to just tailor this, these conversations, to journalism school students, because I used to love it when I was in J school and a professor would bring in somebody who was actually in the business and you could pepper them with questions. And it's also one of the things I love to do when I return to Athens, Georgia, and my alma mater, the University of Georgia, and I speak to classes there all the time at the Grady College. So that's kind of how we decided to do it. And then I just started lining up my friends to all take an hour. So last Tuesday when it debuted, I took an hour on Tuesday from 2 to 3 Eastern. The next day it was Seth Davis, and then it was Brian Anderson, who you obviously everybody hears at the Brewers. And then it was Matt Weiner. Had James Brown on this past Monday. Stu Gotts from the Dan Lebatard show talked about how he got from Clark University through internships to being on one of the most popular radio programs in the country. And then yesterday we had Ali LaForce talking about the art of sideline reporting. And this afternoon, in a little over an hour, it's going to be Scott Van Pelt. So everybody that I've approached with this, and I've said, do you want to talk to some J-School students and take their questions for an hour? And they've unanimously said yes. Steve Levy goes tomorrow, another friend of mine from ESPN. So it was just one of these things, where how can I help somebody else out in this time? And so I said, well, let's help these journalism students who've had their year cut short and let them talk to the best in the business about how they got there and what kind of advice they can take. So I think that they're learning from them. In terms of how a young journalist would handle this, I mean, there is no guideline. This is the rules are being written daily on how you are supposed to handle this and where you can go and who you can speak with and so it's this fluid situation. But I've told some of these students, I told them the other day during my hour, I said, if you want to practice your writing skills, I said, this is an opportunity to do that. Compose something about what you're doing out here. Post it somewhere. Your thoughts on what this country is going through right now, you may help somebody else out. And so use the opportunity to write about it and connect your thoughts and express yourself that way. We're all dealing with it however we can get from this day to the next day to the next day, Bill.
And that's an excellent point, because like you said, this is unprecedented. I people ask me all the time, you know, well, I think what people do is when they turn to us, they're looking for some kind of guidance, because maybe we've got some insight being in the media that maybe isn't out there yet. And I tell all my friends the same thing. I'm like, guys, you're as old as I am. I've never done this before. This is completely new to me. The only reference point I had was when 9/11 happened, and that was for a week, and then we got back to, we're not going to let this keep us down. This is an unknown terrorist to us. We don't know where it is, when it'll strike, who it'll strike, and whether or not we're even carrying it with us. So it's just unprecedented time. I did want to ask you a little bit regarding, the NBA. And again, we've seen work stoppages happen before, but as I talk to many, both on the mic and off the mic, they want a resolution to the season. They want a culmination. They want to crown a champion. But as we now talk about football getting pushed back and what's going to happen collegiately, what's going to happen professionally, you know, the two sports that I look to really kind of pull us back out of this are going to be the NBA and Major League Baseball, and they're considering doing it without fans. Logistically, I guess, is all of this the way they're talking? Is this possible?
Well, I mean, I think they're looking at every conceivable solution, and they would be remiss if they were not. You know, I think they're looking at, and I think what they're doing is saying, let's throw all this stuff on the wall and see what sticks. Would this be a possibility? Would this be a possibility? But at the same time, what's impossible to do is because you don't know the time frame. You know, I've talked to businessmen in this time, and that's one of the things that they say, and small business owners who said, if we just knew the time frame, we could handle this. But nobody knows the time frame. Nobody can say that, okay, it's going to be okay after April 30th. Okay, it's going to be fine May 6th. Okay, what do I do between now and then? It's because of that unknown. That's the thing that so you can make this plan and say, yeah, as you're hearing, let's go to Las Vegas and have a tournament there and quarantine the teams and that. You know, so sure, I'm sure that's been out there and something that's been discussed. Now, how feasible is it? And so how is travel going to be affected? You know, will teams be able to get to Las Vegas? What if somebody tests positive in Las Vegas? Then what, do you quarantine that team? Do they, I mean, there were just so many variables at work there, Bill. And look, I love the NBA as much as the next guy. And I've been doing this for 30 years, sitting in that chair on inside the NBA. But look, if it came down to it, where it just wouldn't be the right thing to do, then that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I mean, that's just me saying what's on my heart right now, that there are more important things than the NBA right now. There's more important things than Major League Baseball. There's, you know, and to me, if you're going to try something like this, you better darn be sure that it's the right thing to do and that you're not putting anybody else in danger.
Yeah, no doubt. Ernie, great to talk to you. Real quick before I let you go, I just got a couple of quick questions. Obviously, you had a lot of fun here last year in the Milwaukee area. You're from the area. Boy, did the Fiserv Forum and those fans down there, they open their arms to you or what?
To the show, this they did. I mean, it was, and we talked about it. That was probably the best crowd we've ever had when we've done a show outside. And, you know, what during the conference finals when we go on the road. And I'm not saying that because I'm, born and raised in Milwaukee. But the excitement that they generated, the goodwill that they generated, just the absolute genuine excitement with being in the Eastern Conference Finals and being a step away from going to the NBA Finals, it was so fresh with everybody. And the nights were just perfect. I mean, we just loved being there. And then, I had the chance to go. We had the chance to go have a little cookout in the old neighborhood at Endress Park over there near Tulsa. And man, it was just good for my soul. And so I will never forget that. I will never forget those Eastern Conference Finals. We'll never forget that trip back home. And just to refresh your memory, on opening night of the NBA season, I picked the Bucks over the Clippers in the NBA Finals.
Hopefully it all comes to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see if we ever get to that point. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, I know that there's talk now of a Tiger Phil matchup too with Brady and also Peyton Manning. You were there the last time those two got together. How fun was that?
It was different, I'll tell you that. It was fun, but it was the most different broadcast that I've been a part of, Bill, because we had so many moving parts. I mean, I was working with, Darren Clark and Peter Jacobson, and then we had like four other guys, Adam Lefko and four others on one set, and Barkley was over there. And you had, two players mic'd up, and you're trying to hear them, and everybody else is trying to talk. It was really a juggling act. But it was fun to be a part of and to see those guys from time to time. Maybe you didn't get all the as much trash talk, quote, as you wanted to, but you had some snide remarks here and there and some side bets going on, which were entertaining. We'll see what happens here. I mean, I don't know if this is the way it's going to play out, if this is going to come about. But it's one other way that you would incorporate, a couple of high-profile athletes, and maybe it would increase the talk. Because, one thing, it's hard for really great players to trash-talk each other when they're both hitting great shots.
Right.
If you've got a guy whose game isn't that great and he's an easy target, that's where you would get some really good sarcasm from guys like Phil and Tiger talking about some shots hit by Peyton and Brady if it came down to that. But we'll see, and again, all of this is just, chatter until we know where we are with the coronavirus and what we're going to be allowed to do.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say it's a pleasure. I know you're kind of wrapping things up, but it's been a fascinating conversation. I wish we could go on for another hour and just talk about everything from Milwaukee to what's going on in our world. But I just wanted to say thanks. Thanks for coming on for a while. Thanks for, obviously, people can find the Ernie Johnson Journalism School on Twitter as well if they want to kind of look over the fence and see what it's all about. And I look forward to seeing you guys back here in Milwaukee hopefully soon. Hopefully we get through this and you guys are back here soon on the Fiserv Forum Square.
No, we'd love to do it too, Bill. We really would. And And just to everybody out there, I mean, I don't want to run into your commercial break, but let me just say, I'm with you. We're all in this boat together, and we're all kind of waking up in the morning and saying, how are we going to get through this? And as long as we keep in mind how can we make somebody else's life better today? How can we help somebody else get through this? I think that's the key. As long as you're not just thinking about, oh, I'm bored or I'm this or I'm that, how am I going to make somebody else make their day better as they get through this? Let's kind of focus on that and see what we can do to help everybody else get through.
Absolutely. Ernie, it's a pleasure. I hope you'll come back on the program sometime soon. It's been great to talk to you, okay?
You got my number, man. I'm available anytime you want. I got time on my hands right now, as a matter of fact.
Thanks so much, Ernie, and we will talk to you soon.
My pleasure.
There you go. Ernie Johnson, four-time Emmy Award-winning host of TNT's Inside the NBA. And he has right now the Ernie Johnson Journalism School on Twitter. You can find that there as well. And, man, what a terrific guy. You can find him at Turner Sports EJ, at Turner Sports EJ over on Twitter. More of the Bill Michaels Show. Also getting a kind of a weird message. Even though we understand the message, it's being delivered by a guy that's not usually the heartfelt, deepest person. You're going to hear that coming up next in the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, what a great conversation with Ernie Johnson of TNT. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, make sure you go back and take a listen to it over on the Bill Michaels Sports website, BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. Don't forget, you can always track us down on the Radio.com app as well. Find us there. Go to Radio.com. Or just, you know, if you got an Alexa at home, you can always just ask Alexa to find a 105.7 FM The Fan on Radio.com app, and that'll pop up as well. So you can do that. So. Oops. The Alexa in my house just found it. I got to turn it down. All of a sudden, there's the show. I got to be careful what I say. I forget that things are listening to me in my own home. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. Hey, our friends over there at Pella, PellaWI.com, and I know it's not the easiest of times right now, and some of you are working from home, you still have jobs, you're still doing your thing, you're just doing it from the friendly confines of your humble abode, and if you want to upgrade the value of your home, start saving money via energy, and just make your house look better, especially this time of year too, with the roll screen option that they have, which was the innovation winner from last year the design shows, where you can, you know, when the windows are closed and you don't want the screen there, you just roll it up and it's gone. And if you want them down and open the window, you just pull them down, and it's the virtual screen, so to speak. So check out everything they have going on at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. They have flexible financing right now as well, including no payments for 5 months, then 0% for 60 months, 0% for 60 months during this safe at home order. Okay. And by the way, an additional 5% over and above all offers are going to be in effect as well, as long as this order is in place, which now we're going to run till pretty much the end of April minimally. So if you are looking to do some windows, looking to do some patio doors, things like that, Pella windows and doors, go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com, and see for yourself what I did. I did it here at my house as well. So, and you can too at yours. And it was done in a day, by the way. It was done in a few hours in the day. So it's been a great investment. A couple of emails to get to here real quick. This one's from Mark. Mark writes in Wendy's email inbox, says, unbelievable interview with Ernie Johnson. Heartfelt, sincere. I'm glad to call him a Wisconsinite. Did not know that he went to Georgia. Why didn't he go to UW-Madison? They would love to have him. Honestly, I don't know. You got to remember, this is Ernie Johnson now. Ernie Johnson back then had different schools that he could have chosen to go to. I don't know if he had an offer or a scholarship or anything. I couldn't honestly tell you. But he went to Georgia. So there you go. Mason Crosby, in case you didn't know, has a post up on, and he doesn't post a ton, but he posted just a little while ago, said, please help me in supporting Make-A-Wish Wisconsin tonight for their annual Wish Night Gala. Please check out the auction items because obviously you can't do the gala. There's a lot of things right now that we can't do in society. So we can't have charity golf outings. We can't have galas and dinner balls and all that kind of stuff. I mean, charities are hurting as well. So a lot of these things are now online. Find your favorite charity. Go online and see what they're doing. See what they're having to offer right now to kind of overcome this. Reminder coming up after the bottom of the hour break. You're going to want to hear the message is a great message, but the person delivering it, it just makes you feel a little awkward. You're going to hear that coming up next on the Bill Michael Show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
So right now, we are in uncharted territory, and on one hand, you're getting time at home if you're non-essential personnel, or maybe you're working from home, and you're getting things done around your house, you're fixing up your home, your living environment, and making it better each and every day. If you are out and about, then you have noticed that gas prices continue to fall. That's the weird thing. I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday who said, hey, you know, and I have not, my daughter had her son, and I have not yet seen my grandson. And I have not had a chance to go home and see my dad. Now, my dad is 85 years old. And I really, even though I'm healthy, I am coronavirus free. I know that. I've been self-quarantined now for quite some time. I've been pretty much out of the existence and presence of others. But I have not had a chance to get home. The weird part about it is gas prices will tell you, go out and drive your rear end off. Because gas is anywhere from, I've seen it from 99 cents all the way to a buck 40. It just depends on where you're at. You know, as a matter of fact, I just saw one, I think it was in Wheeling, West Virginia, was 69 cents a gallon they were selling it for. So gas prices continue to go down, so you want to get out and drive, but, you know, where are you going to go? You know, it's like if I went home to visit, usually I go home, I hit a couple of dinner places, I go to a buddy of mine's bar, get everybody together, we kind of talk about, you know, just what's going on in our lives, and then I head back home. Well, now if you go back, you're sitting in the rooms, and you're not doing anything, maybe getting some carryout or something, but that's about the extent of it. But gas is heading to all-time lows for, you know, even in my lifetime. And what you've been checking out is the ethanol fuels, and you're still supporting local economy during these hard times. I'm recommending the unleaded 88 and the E85. Take a look. As always, I remind you that ethanol comes from corn. And in our fine state, the upper Midwest, all our surrounding areas, it employs a lot of people and supports a lot of families, from the farmers who grow the corn specifically for ethanol production, the truckers and the Wisconsin-based refineries, to the fueling stations and the unleaded 88, the E85, they've got them. So get out there, check it out. If for all the facts and all the misnomers and the myths that are out there, you want to get it all that information, go to abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. It's easy to do, supports the state's economy and the upper Midwest, like I've been saying, and it's a true time of need right now. And as always, it's brought to you by our friends at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. But, you know, hey, they're in northern Illinois. We got our great friends down there at our Rockford affiliate over there in Minneapolis, and got our good friends over there that, you know, our Eau Claire station blast into Minneapolis and St. Paul. So, you know, we thank everybody along the upper Midwest. Also, our friends in northern Illinois just go all the way down to Chicago. So thanks to them as well. So you don't usually expect a PSA. PSAs come from these people with these souls and this heartfelt ability to deliver the lines. There's one guy who usually appears robotic and cold and distant, but they asked him to cut a PSA. So you tell me what you think. This is Bill Belichick talking about the coronavirus.
This is Bill Belichick. I want to reach out to you in these uncertain and unprecedented times to let you know that I and the New England Patriots are behind you. We are all in this together. Thank you to our heroic medical professionals, doctors, nurses, medical workers, and others who are selflessly and courageously doing their job to take care of others in need. We have heard your stories and seen some of your great work. You are truly champions and warriors. We are facing a difficult opponent. It will take teamwork, discipline, and commitment to do the right things all the time. That includes staying at home. I encourage everyone to shelter in place for as long as necessary as we fight this virus together. There are plenty of things we cannot do right now, but let's focus on what we can do. We can adapt, we can adjust, and we can make better decisions right now for the betterment of the future. As I tell our team, let's keep stringing good days together, and we will get through this.
Look, I appreciate the message. I really do, because we're all saying the same thing. But that's delivered by Bill Belichick, man. You know, it's just so red and so written and so distant. And it sounds like he's just, you know, Bill, what do you think of you know, your team? We're onto the coronavirus. But, Bill, you've lost your quarterback. We're on the coronavirus. But, Bill, you know, hey, the Patriots plane is bringing over supplies right now and 1.5 million masks for those, you know, medical officials. Well, we're on to the coronavirus. We're studying the coronavirus. We're going to see what it's going to do to our team and our facility. We're on to the coronavirus. It's Bill Belichick, man. And it is so, so written. So there you have it. 855-830-8648. That's just, man, oh man. And look, everybody's doing it, you know, I mean, the coaches, players, you know, everybody's trying to put out the PS and rightfully so. It, like I said, it's a tremendous message. It's just coming from Bill Belichick. It's a little much like what you're supposed to be doing right now with hand sanitizer. That's a little antiseptic right there. So 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, you feel free to go ahead and do so. You can hit us up there on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Admirals Talk Line, Admirals 50. Also hit us up on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, at Radio Joe Sports, at Evan Heff 25. You can find him there as well. There's facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can find us on YouTube, find us on Instagram, find us on the website, BillMichaelsSports.com, and always the radio.com app. There's a lot of games right now that are being replayed on TV. And, you know, tonight you've got USC against Texas in the Rose Bowl from a few years ago. That's going to be coming back. You've got some of these games actually on Fox Sports tonight, Fox Sports Wisconsin. You're going to have a Brewers game on the air tonight as well. An old rerun of a Brewers game tonight, but you're going to have that tonight. Some Brewers classics coming up tonight. Also, by the way, the 2019 Milwaukee Brewers at Pittsburgh Pirates, Keston Hira goes 3-for-4 with 2 homers, a double, and 3 runs scored at Pittsburgh. That game comes on today at 2 o'clock, in case you didn't know. That game comes on today at 2 o'clock. And then tonight, the 1987 Brewers at Baltimore Orioles, Juan Nieves, no-hitter. That airs tonight at 7 o'clock. So you've got, at least on Fox Sports Wisconsin, a little bit of baseball to watch, some historic baseball to watch. But are you paying attention to this stuff? Are you? Is it at least relieving for you? Is it at least relieving for you? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Is it a relief? Is it something? By the way, I'm watching on ESPN right now on SportsCenter. Christian Yelich is on the show doing some social distancing, and they are showing him, obviously, in different settings and playing ball and such, but the thing that they keep replaying over and over again is him at the Bucks game doing the beer chug challenge and sitting next to David Bakhtiari and chugging the beer, and then Bakhtiari, you know, obviously you can read his lips, screaming, hell yeah, and then Aaron Rodgers kind of holding up the fingers to say, no, he only drank, you know, three quarters of a glass. It wasn't full, and kind of nodding his head. Remember, Aaron didn't finish his. He said, had it been scotch, which I find hard to believe because nobody chugs scotch, right? But Aaron didn't finish his, and Christian Yelich downed his, and they're going over and over and over again on replaying that, and that was just on ESPN. But so coming up tonight, you've got these historic games. Juan Yepes, no-hitter, coming up tonight. You've also got, I believe, I can't remember the year that it was Texas and USC in the Rose Bowl, but that's the Vince Young game. And when Vince Young goes trotting into the end zone to put Texas over the top, and Texas walks away with a win and the Rose Bowl victory, and they're going to play that tonight on ESPN. So all these games that have been airing, these classics and all these, has this been at least something to take your mind off or take you away from what it is we're dealing with? And it, has it been at least a placebo, if you will, when it comes to giving your ease of sports? Just to give us a shout. I want to know, are you at least satisfied with some of the things that you're seeing, or are you just saying, no, this isn't even the same? You know what I'm saying? 855-830-8648. Our buddy Ben chimes in and says, always good to have a message of hope, which sounds like an attorney wrote it. Ha, ha, ha. Hashtag Belichick. You're right. David says you would have been better off having it delivered by C-3PO. Catweasel gets a hold of me and says, Bill Belichick is like listening to white noise at the end of the evening when your TV used to go to fuzz. So, I agree, man. Like I said, it's a tremendous message, but it's Bill Belichick. You know? Well, I'm not going to read. Well, what the hell? Sex News Lady says, she says, Bill Belichick probably talks to his wife that way. And she says in the Belichick voice, oh, honey, I am not wearing pants. Would you like to come to bed? Oh, that's great. That's great. Great message. And the Patriots did send their plane to China to pick up all of these supplies to bring back for medical professionals, you know, here in the States. So kudos to them. They have, I guess, like just some massive jumbo jet that they actually bought. It's their plane. So they sent it to China to pick up all these much-needed medical supplies for the East Coast. But that's great. That's really funny. Appreciate it. 855-830-8648. When we come back, the Packers, speaking of things that you're going to be able to witness, we'll tell you what the Packers are about to release. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Program, the Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. We're glad you are here today. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with us. We certainly appreciate you during these trying times, at least turning to us, whether it's for entertainment, news, whether it's just for a break away from the daily grind. It is, it's not the easiest of times right now. I don't need to tell you that, but thanks for being there. Certainly appreciate it. Couple of different things. The Packers are releasing a legacy video, a piece that is going to air on their website, at Packers.com. And the Packers kind of bumped this up a little bit, but there's Packers 24/7 where you can get, you know, you can get online and you can find everything that is Packers. Oh, by the way, the Packers have extended the Titletown closures, as we all know, until April 24th. I had a few people that said, can you watch it there? No, there is social distancing. You cannot go there to witness this. It is online. It is called a legacy documentary, 100 Seasons of the Green Bay Packers. And the 10-part documentary series presented by Associated Bank, it's available on Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Roku, and such. But it's going to go out. You can watch it on their on their website as well. But it's just the legacy of the Green Bay Packers. And the trailer is out. You can see it. You can see it there on the Packers website. But tonight they are going to unleash this to the public, and then you get a chance to kind of see or follow or reminisce regarding your favorite team. So the Green Bay Packers released the 100-year documentary of the franchise coming up a little bit later on this evening. So 1919 to 1929 is the first release, and it's called The Humble Beginnings, and you can see that portion of it coming up and then kind of go from there. But yeah, the legacy, 100 seasons of Green Bay Packers football is going to be unveiled. So looking forward to that. That's, you know, for covering the Packers, I've had a chance working on the network as well for a long period of time to get to know a lot of people in the organization over the years. And it really is fascinating to listen to the stories. And even from the outside, I remember when we had a chance to honor Mike Ditka at the Lombardi event, and he had the Award of Excellence. And listening to Ditka and the reverence and respect he had for the Packers organization, you know, going all the way back, that George Halas, Papa Bear Halas, knew you needed the Packers. You had to keep the Packers in the NFL. You had to keep them viable, and that's the reason he got together, and they ended up raising the money and keeping the Packers in Green Bay because of that rivalry, because what was needed. They saw the big picture as the NFL rather than just being a team in the area, and so they made sure that the Packers were around, and it has been the best rivalry, in my opinion, in all of professional football for a very, very, very long time. Probably since its existence, but for many of you to feel that way. But I just, you know, for what I've witnessed over the years. Now, granted, you had some times where the Packers weren't nearly as good, and the Bears were dominant, and vice versa. And then certainly that period of time through Denny Green and beyond, up in Minnesota. Minnesota was a very viable team and kind of became more the recent rival than anything. But for the most part, when you put the Packers and the Bears together, that is a rival unchallenged by many. So that whole history is going to start to unfold before your very eyes. You're going to see that on the Packers website. So go there and check that out. This is from Jack. Jack writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He said, all of these games have kept me sane, but there is nothing like current competitive sports that you can really absorb. When you know the outcome of these games, the only thing you're looking for is maybe some of the things that you forgot about. I'm looking forward to watching Juan Nieves' no-hitter tonight, but not because I wouldn't know what the outcome is, just because I get a chance to see some of the different guys and faces and uniforms of the older players and the older styles. But beyond that, I can't wait for Brewers baseball to get going again. This one's from Rob. Rob writes in the Wendy's email inbox, hey, guys, thanks for being there each and every day. I listen to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network on my radio out here in Madison. I don't know what we would do without you guys. Thanks for being there. I am looking forward to watching some Badger football this season, provided they have it. If not, can they play some classic Badger games? Obviously, Barry's first year, Barry's win in the Rose Bowl, Ron Dayne breaking the record, all of those games would be fantastic to see again. That is from Rob listening to us out in Madison. I assume you're listening to us on the Zone out in Madison on the network, but I'm not positive. But you know what? That's a great thought, Rob, because I know they're doing you know, some classic games for the Brewers, but as far as the Badgers go, you're right. Watching Ron Dayne break the record, I'll never forget that, standing on the field at Camp Randall Stadium. That was an amazing, amazing time. Hanging out there, waiting for him to break that record, and then to not only see it, but at the time I'd actually put my headset in. I was listening to it on the call with Matt LaPay, and that was just I just remember getting goosebumps. I just remember sitting there going, because everybody else is going nuts, and you have a choice at that point in time. And it's either unbridled exuberance that starts to erupt, or I'm one of those people that a lot of people look at and go, are you having a good time? And I'm having a blast. But I guess over the years of doing this, kind of you kind of train yourself to take it all in, because you really do want to remember the details. You want to remember the moment. You want to remember what it was like. I'll never forget being down at Stenny's watching the Badgers win in the Final Four to go to the national title game and knocking off Kentucky. And while we were cheering, I remember taking my camera and panning around, my phone and panning around, because I never wanted to forget this feeling. And people were just going nuts. And it still gives you goosebumps, but you wanted to make sure that you absorbed it, you took it all in, you know. And I remember that. I remember being on the floor of the Super Bowl, you know, and watching the confetti fly. And I've told that story numerous times, you know. And I've had a chance to do a lot of cool things. I remember what it was like when – you know, Glenn Robinson missed that jumper and the Bucks fell in Eastern Conference Finals. And what it was like is, you know, Philadelphia was erupting. You're feeling the heartache of not going to the NBA Finals, and then making my way from that way up top press box down through their arena, onto the floor, into the Bucks locker room, talking with Ray Allen, talking with the guys, talking with George Karl afterwards. And then I remember the emotion there too, you know, so the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, but you just try to take it all in. So I remember a lot of that stuff. So I know it's not current, but at least we get a little sports to take in and try to notice a few different things along the way. Hang in there. We got a lot more coming up on the program. As a matter of fact, right after the top of the hour, our buddy Hub Arkish, Executive Director of Pro Football Weekly, we're going to talk with him coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.